This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I want to share with you a brief topic over here. The Gemara on Chav Chesam and Beis brought a story. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi. He says, "Miyamai loy hayadati." I never testified. I always veered away from testifying. This is a Gemara in Chav Chesam and Beis. Pamachas hayadati. V'helu eved l'kuhun alpi. And because I testified, based on my testimony, they brought up an eved to be a kohen because I testified. I testified he ate shuma, so then people thought he was a kohen. So they're mala and eved tikuna based on my testimony. It says Gemara, helu sakadaitach. You think they actually brought him up? Hashem allowed a tzaddik to cause an error? Hashta now uma behemten shel tzaddikin. If the animals of tzaddikim, Hashem does not bring stumbling through them, tzaddikim atzmam lo kol shekein. Certainly the righteous themselves, Hashem would not allow the righteous to stumble. So how could you say that that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi caused a eved to be brought up as a kohen? So the Gemara says, Ela bikshu lahalo yisev l'kun alpi. They tried to, but it didn't actually happen. Fine. So that's the story. The story is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi testified about someone who ate truma, and based on that, they wanted to make him a kohen. And the Gemara asks, how could such a thing happen? Would God allow a tzaddik to bring about an error? And the Gemara says, no, it never materialized. So I want to discuss this subject today. We had shir in the shul this morning, and I got them very recently. So, let me see if I could bring up the Mara Mekoymos from Oitzar HaChachma. Let me just try this. Let's start with, Tosfos and Gittin. Do you see this? Do you see? One second. Yeah, you see, Dav Zayin Amad Aleph, Tosfos Gittin. Do you see my screen? No, share a screen. Yes. You see Tosfos Gittin? No? It says you see it, so I hope you see it.
Yeah, we see it.
Okay. So, Hashta Behemtam Shel Tzadikim. This is Gemara in Gittin. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. This question, that the animals of tzaddikim will not come to do an error, certainly the tzaddikim, is only by matters of food. Why? It's disparaging for a tzaddik to eat something which is usr. It's not God will never let a tzaddik do an avera. It's God will not allow a tzaddik eat something which is prohibited. Because Tosfos says, how do I know it's only by midi da'achila? He says, "Ulahachi loy parch gabe Rabbi Shmuel shakar v'hitav parakam the Shabbos." We know Chazal said that you're not allowed to read la'ar haner because shema yita. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel tried read la'ar haner and he was yata. So Tosfos says, why doesn't the Gemara ask how could Hashem have allowed Rabbi Shmuel to make a mistake? The answer is because God only doesn't allow tzaddikim to err in matters of food. V'gabi Yehuda ben Tabai shaharag eid zoymeim, and Yehuda ben Tabai who killed a eid zoymeim. So first of all, the Gemara doesn't ask by Rabbi Shmuel how could Rabbi Shmuel have tilted the ner on Shabbos, or by Yehuda ben Tabai who killed an eid zoymeim. The Gemara doesn't ask how could Yehuda ben Tabai kill an eid zoymeim. Why? Because this cloud that Hashem doesn't allow tzaddikim to make a mistake is only by food. Says Tosfos, I in Ksubos, let's think about our Gemara. What was the mistake that tzaddik was going to make? They were going to unrightfully be mala and eved l'kuhuna. V'ahi deparik beis l'ksubos tehelu eved l'kuhuna alpiv loy garis le Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam takes out the words. Meaning it's amazing. Because you look in our Gemara, you don't see any indication that the text is under debate. However, Rabbeinu Tam says that since the cloud that Hashem doesn't let tzaddikim make a mistake is only by food, take out the words of Hashta behemtam shel tzaddikim en hakadosh baruch hu mevia alidei takala. So Tosfos says, well, maybe there is achilas iser. Tosfos says, afal pi sheyesh sham achilas iser truma leishtay ulevanav, shehen asurim betruma. Let's think about it. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi testified about someone that he's an eved, about someone that he ate truma. And they were going to be malahim to kahuna. What do you mean? There is a matter of eating. Now, again, legabi the eved, there's no nafgamina because he was the eved of a kohen. So the fact that they were going to be malahim le kahuna is irrelevant because either way he's allowed to eat truma. But now the question is, what was going to happen is he would be able to feed his wife truma and his child truma. So it is midi da achila. No, Tosfos says that's fine. We still have to take out the gersa because the chacham himself is not being nichshal in eating iser. Meaning the rule that God protects tzaddikim from nichshal is God doesn't allow the tzaddik to eat a davar tame or a davar iser. But the fact that he would be causing the child or the wife of the person who he testified, even the animal of tzaddikim, God would not allow to eat something wrong, certainly not the tzaddik. But God might allow a tzaddik to cause a different person to eat something wrong. That's okay. It's not his wife. The tzaddik was testifying about somebody, that person was a kohen. That person would then be able to give his wife and child. So it's not the tzaddik's wife and child. It's the tzaddik who's testifying about Pliny, that Pliny is a kohen. Now, Pliny can eat truma either way, because if Pliny is not a kohen, he's the eved of a kohen. But now Pliny, who there's testimony on him that he's a kohen, Pliny could feed his wife, Pliny could feed his child. So it's not the wife or the child of the tzaddik, it's the wife or the child of the person the tzaddik is testifying about. That's not a problem. Right, kivan shechacham atzmai, and it's not even the wife of the chacham or the child of the chacham that's eating. Ein nechshav achilas iser, ein svara lahakshes. Tosfos says, I v'Rab Yirmiyah bar Abba de ishtali v'tam kaidem havdala. How could Rab Yirmiyah bar Abba forget and eat before havdala? Afagav de amar hasam de misasay ba'askara. Even though there's a very severe penalty of Rosh Hashanah, basim tavshila de bavloi b'tzoy marava de marava. Where somebody was nichshal and they ate on Yom Kippur. So why don't we say Hashem will protect tzaddikim from midi da achila? The answer is, they were not eating something pasul or treif. They were eating something kosher at a forbidden time. That Hashem may allow a tzaddik to be nichshal in. Hashem may allow a tzaddik to eat before Havdalah or to eat on Yom Kippur. He just won't allow a tzaddik to eat a davar tamei. That is much more maguna. Okay, but by the way, what's the svara? Why is midi de achila more maguna, and why is it more maguna to eat a davar asr than to eat a davar kasher at the wrong time? Simple answer is because what a person eats becomes part of them, and it becomes part of their makeup, and it changes their reality. But be it as it may, that is the shita of Tosfos, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam takes out the line in our Gemara of Hashto Ma Behemten Shel Tzadikim Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevia Lidei Takola. Isn't that amazing? Tosfos takes out these words. Fine. There's another Tosfos. Let's see if we can find it. Chulin. Okay. Do you see Chulin here? No. Should. Do you see it now, Chulin? My thing says you see it, so I'm hoping you see it. How do I make this bigger? Ah, attaboy. What blood is this on? No, it's not the right blood. One second. It should be Hey Amen Bays. Let's see if we can get Hey Amen Bays. Here. Sadiq Matsum like Koshikin. Tema to Ashkan Yudav and Tabish are it's some pair of the Makas of Shon Shikar Vetu pair of the Shabbos. So we see tzaddikim do an aver. I'm reading the dafk mid achila in a kashrom with takal yadon shegnai hu letzaddik shechel dvar iser. Aye, what about the svarim that have the gerson ksubis chavchasam and beis gabe helu evelukuna piv hashe behemden shel tzaddikim? That's not midi de achila. So here Toisva says, by the way, the Ritva says this as well. Mishum da asli lidei achilas iser. There is a matter of iser. Why shemachel bas Yisrael shenisus loy betshuma. Why? He is going to feed the person who he's calling a kohen will allow a Bas Yisrael to eat Shuma who he marries. And he's really an Eved. Meaning, when the tzaddik testifies about Ploini that he's a kohen, this person who he testifies as a kohen will marry a Jewish woman and he'll feed her Shuma, and really he's an Eved and there's no Kedushin. However, Tos says, Mi b'roiv svarim lo gar sinan leh, most svarim take it out. Why? Behind mishum deleka lemifrach ella kishahat sadik atzmoi oichel ha'iser. Fine. That is Toisvis in Chulin, and now I want to show you the Ramban. The Ramban. This the Toisvis we just did is a famous Toisvis. The Ramban I had never seen before. The Ramban argues with Toisvis. The Gemara again. This is the Ramban in Chulin. The Ramban says, "Yesh Shoyel in Olev, Rabbi Shmuel Migdolei Yisrael Hayav Akar Vehita." How could Rabbi Shmuel make a mistake? And Yehuda ben Tabai killed eight Zoymeim. Or Rabbi Lezer tore the Torah b'Chamasan. Says Rabbeinu Tam. She'ein oimrim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takal yaden ela b'dvar achila. We only say HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring takal to tzaddikim by matters of food. Because it's a genai, like we say in Gittin. Shari Adam gadol hitel ima yaser b'tach beisai v'chilu davar gadol. The Gemara says, "Echilu sakadaitach." Do you think that because somebody imposed excessive fear, they fed him? Hashta behemtan shel tzaddikim. So the Ramban quotes Rabbeinu Tam. What does the Ramban say about Rabbeinu Tam? Ve'ein betam hazeh loy tam v'loy reyach. The shita of Rabbeinu Tam does not make sense. That's what the Ramban says. He does not agree with Rabbeinu Tam's view of Shas, that Hashem only prevents tzaddikim from making an error. So the question is, so how does the Ramban view Shas? Ready for this? Ramban has an amazing interpretation. And the Ramban, by the way, he dismisses Rabbeinu Tam based on our Gemara and Ksubis. V'oy damrin perikol isha shenes armala v'helu evelukun alpiv helu sakadaitach hashta behemton shel tzadikim. So the Ramban proves Rabbeinu Tam is wrong from the text of our Gemara that asks, how could Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi have testified to bring somebody up to Yuchsin, but Eina Kos Baruch Hu Mevi Takala Al Yideyem. You ready? You ready for this? This is unbelievable. Rabbeinu Peirush. By the way, who's Rabbeinu? On the bottom it says Rabbeinu is Rabbeinu Yaakov Bar Yakar, Rebbe of Ramban. He says, "Behemton shel tzaddikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala le'achirim al yadam." It's not that God doesn't cause the animals of tzaddikim to make a mistake. He doesn't allow the animal of a tzaddik, to make someone else make a mistake. Because what does it mean God doesn't bring an animal to takala? An animal's not mitzuva on anything. He says, "Kechamor shara Pinchas ben Yair, share loy hoyse mitzuva bekach." The animal of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was not commanded to not to eat tevel. So simply we learn the Gemara, if God doesn't allow a donkey to eat tevel, he certainly wouldn't allow a tzaddik to eat tevel. No. It's not that God prevents a donkey from eating tevel. God prevents a donkey of a tzaddik from causing someone else to eat tevel. Aval shaloi lahachshil hanoisnin leiratzus alechal. The donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yair didn't eat the tevel so as not to cause someone else to eat the tevel. Okay? You hear the Ramban's take? The Ramban's take is it has nothing to do with food. It's if God doesn't allow the animal of a tzaddik to be goyrem, that someone else should be nichshal, Hashem certainly wouldn't allow a tzaddik to cause someone else to make a mistake. But the tzaddik himself, he could do an aveira. God only protects a tzaddik from not causing someone else to do an aveira. But he won't prevent a tzaddik from doing an aveira himself. Why not? What's the logic? Look at the Ramban, says, Shaharei hit the Rebbe es beis shana al yadai. He says, Rav Meir nami, if Rav Meir is going to eat in front of others, if it was usher, it would be bring takala to achirim. Sharei hit the Rebbe es beis shana al yadai, v'chein shchitas kusi shachar alami, harei bo latir al yadai. Avo bedvar atzmai. But for himself, ein adam tzaddik ba'aretz asher yasa toy v'lo yechta. But for himself, a person is not righteous that he will do good in this world and not sin. The yafa perish. This is unbelievable. This is noira lemizbainein. Think about it. God will only stop a tzaddik from causing someone else to sin. But God will not stop a tzaddik from sinning himself. Why in the world would that be? Why would Hashem only save a tzaddik from being a source of michshal to someone else? It almost sounds like it's worse to cause someone to do an avera than to do an avera yourself. Which, by the way, extrapolate based on that, is greater than doing a mitzvah yourself is causing someone else to do a mitzvah. Why would that be? Either way, the mitzvah is done. I would say like this. If, I'm going to give you a mashal. There's something called the NHL. What's better, to score a goal yourself or to assist on someone else's goal? The answer is if you score a goal yourself, that's 1 point. You get a goal. But if you assist on someone else's goal, you get an assist and he gets a goal. Yeah? So that means there are 2 points. Same thing with mitzvahs and averos. If you do a mitzvah yourself, that's 1 point. If you cause someone else to do a mitzvah, you get a zuchus and he gets a zuchus. Same thing with an avera. Worse than doing an avera yourself is causing someone else to do an avera. If someone else does an avera, he did an avera. If you do an avera, you did an avera. If you cause someone to do an avera, then he did an avera and you're over lifnei iver lesitei mechshol. So God will not prevent a tzaddik from sinning. He will prevent a tzaddik from causing someone else to sin. Hear that? It's mamish oyam anoira, the way the Ramban learned Shas. This is a Shas, this appears in many places. We have it in Gittin, we have it in Chulin, we have it in Yevamis, and we have it in Ksubis. Then the Ramban brings another pshat, v'yesh l'taretz, that God only protects tzaddikim from unknowingly sinning. V'yesh l'taretz she'ena kash baruch mevi takal tzaddikim klal. Hashem doesn't allow a tzaddik to sin at all, b'shoigeg, inadvertently, shabalatayr mesayinoisai. Because to sin inadvertently, the tzaddik is trying to do the right thing, God will help him. Why did God allow Rabbi Shmuel to tilt the nair? Because he was Parshaya! He should not have been reading Laor HaNer! He's not a shoigeg! He's a pshia! You're a pshia, you lose your protection. Aval Rabbi Shmuel pshia ha'isaleh b'davar shalei chashas adivei chaveyev lahachmir. He didn't want to be choshesh for his friends who said don't read l'araner. I, Rabbi Elazar, Torah, Sefer, Torah. It's because he got angry. It's his fault. You get angry, something bad's going to happen. Rabbi Elazar, Chaveru, Shenikro, Sefer, Torah, Yadon, Mitog, Shabo, Lechal, Chaz, Bo, Lechal, Chit. Shekal, HaKoyz, Komin, Agenim, Sholtim, Boy. Ud, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Tabai, Shaharag, Eid, Zoymim. And Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Tabai, killed an Eid, Zoymim. So he says, well, maybe that person was Chayv Misa anyway, and God caused it through Yehuda ben Tabai. So basically, Marv Rabbeisai, in Shas, we have three approaches to the rule. Hashta behemtam shal tzadikim eina kolesh baruch hu mevea takol al yadai. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is it's only by food. I ksubis chavchesa mebeis, take it out, take out the whole Gemara. It's not there. That's Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban is not pleased with that. The Ri says you could still be Mekayim, the Gerson Ksubis, because it is Midi De Achila, because the wife and the child of the person he testified might be eating. The Ramban says no. The Klal of Hashta Behemton Shel Tzadikim Eina Kosrach Mavia Takola Le'achirim Al Yadam. God will not allow the animal of the righteous to cause others to stumble. But the tzaddik himself, he could stumble. And then we have another pshat of the Ramban, that God only protects the righteous when they are b'shoigeg. And Rabbi Shmuel was poshea that he read. Rabbi Shmuel was poshea because he was karla la'arhaner. And Rabbi Lezer, He did something wrong. He got angry. By the way, according to this answer of the Ramban, how does he explain Ksubis? Why would God have allowed them to be male l'kahuna based on Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi? Because according to Ramban, it was takol al yidei achirim. In other words, that's why the Gemara, that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks, how could that be? And the answer is, it didn't actually happen. Okay, so these are three approaches in the Rishonim. Vahashta behemton shel tzadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevia takal yadam. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day. Baruch Hatzlacha, thank you for joining. All the best, everyone. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.